More talks scheduled on Jack Callahan Fox News scheduled to start within hours between negotiators for Russia and Ukraine seeking an end to the Russian invasion. But this comes amid reports a Russian oligarch and two Ukrainian negotiators may have been poisoned at an earlier round of talks this month.
That Russian oligarch and at least two senior Ukrainian peace negotiators developed red eyes, painful tearing and peeling of skin on their hands and face after a March 3rd meeting in Kyiv, according to the Wall Street Journal. Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich was reportedly blinded for a few hours and also had trouble eating. Some of the people familiar with the situation are blaming the attack on hardliners in Moscow, saying the attackers wanted to sabotage talks to end the war.
Fox's Matt Finn, Ukrainian forces now claiming they have retaken a suburb of Kyiv from Russian forces. President Biden says he is not walking back anything from his comments in Europe that Vladimir Putin must not remain in power. The president saying Monday that wasn't policy, but it was his personal opinion.
He shouldn't remain in power. Just like, you know, bad people shouldn't continue to do bad things. But it doesn't mean we have a fundamental policy to do anything to take Putin down in any way.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken also stressing the U.S. does not have a policy of regime change. Two Chicago police officers and a suspect reportedly shot on Chicago's west side.
Chicago police have not released anything on this supposed shooting, but the Chicago Fire Department does confirm they took a gunshot victim to Mount Sinai in serious condition.
Reporter Casey Cronus of Fox 32 in Chicago, who reports the officers are believed to be hospitalized. No details yet on how it happened. Actor Will Smith has posted an online apology to comedian Chris Rock for slapping him at Sunday's Academy Awards show, saying his actions were unacceptable and inexcusable. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The White House Monday unveiling its proposed budget for fiscal year 2023. Shalanda Young is the director of the Office of Management and Budget.
The budget will help us build a better America by investing in education, making more here at home, combating the opioid epidemic, driving medical breakthroughs, including in cancer, and taking on the mental health crisis.
The White House says the budget will reduce the federal deficit, among other things, with tax increases on the very wealthiest Americans, saying they have been stonewalled. The House January 6th Select Committee has voted unanimously to ask the full House to refer former Trump White House aides Dan Scavino and Peter Navarro to the Justice Department for contempt of Congress charges.
A referral, if approved by the full House, would send the matter to federal prosecutors. Navarro and Scavino were issued subpoenas by the Committee for Records and Testimony related to the events before and during the Capitol breach. Committee members say the former White House aides have not complied.
Fox's Jared Halperin reports the two have claimed executive privilege, which the committee and President Biden have both said doesn't apply to the former White House aides. Oregon will now allow more terminally ill people to take their own lives.
There's been a law in place that said only terminally ill Oregon state residents could go for assisted suicide within the state's borders. But after a lawsuit challenged it, calling it unconstitutional, Oregon's attorney general agreed to end enforcing that residency requirement. The national advocacy organization Compassion and Choices, as well as an Oregon Health and Science University professor, had filed that suit. Advocates say expect other lawsuits in eight more states in Washington, D.C., where they have similar residency requirements. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.